Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim Toronto back here at WGN, 7:20 a.m. in Chicago, filling in for Dean Richards today. This is the food segment, which is sponsored by Greek Islands Restaurant. Also, you could learn how real Chicagoans live the day-to-day struggles and the successes with health, fitness, and food. You can watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN TV. Should I do the Greek Islands read now, Joey? Yeah? I'll do it with the funky music behind me. So you can enjoy the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands restaurants with extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, and herbs and spices imported directly from Greece. They provide you with a delicious and healthy meal. And summertime allows you to enjoy their meals al fresco while trying some lighter dining options such as grilled octopus salad, cold lima beans, or baked Mediterranean-style salmon. They have more than 40 entrees to choose from, and you'll definitely find a favorite. Since 1971, the Greek Islands have been Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. They are the perfect place to meet for a business luncheon, a family dinner, or just stop in before a game or the show. The Greek Islands restaurants have party rooms to accommodate parties from 20 to 120, and now they also provide catering. So visit Greek Islands in Chicago at 200 South Halsted Street or in Lombard at 300 East 22nd Street. Free parking is available. Greek Islands, it's America's most popular Greek restaurants. So in this food segment today, I've got Julia Kramer on the phone with me, a Chicagoan by heart who has written a very impressive and important article for Bon Appetit magazine because Chicago has been named the Restaurant City of the Year. Julia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on and for the kind words about the article.
Wow, this is big stuff. I mean, Chicago has always bragged about how great of a restaurant city it is, and now Bon Appetit magazine is making it official.
Yeah, this is a funny thing to me because being from Chicago, I know how amazing the food city there is. I don't think that Chicagoans need any outside validation for that, but I'm sure it doesn't hurt to have people, you know, from the New York media world and all over the country recognizing what a great food city it is.
Were you born in Chicago?
I was born in Chicago. I grew up there. And then I was a restaurant critic for Time Out Chicago for 5 years. And I moved to New York 4 years ago. So I've been at Bon Appetit since then.
So now, to your point, what are places like New York or I know that in the past, Washington, D.C. and San Francisco have been named. This is the third year that you've been that Bon Appetit magazine has been doing the Restaurant City of the Year. But what is New York, who's used to being the best of everything, how do people there feel about this?
That's a great question. You know, New Yorkers think that everything that they do here is the best. I was shocked when I moved here. I, you know, had always heard how great the food was in New York. And while that's true, I really never thought that it could hold a candle to Chicago. I think people in Chicago really know what good food is, and they have a really good sense of, you know, what restaurants are a good value and what, you know, they're not messing around. They're not in it for the hype, you know? And I think that's something that you find sometimes in New York. It's a little more hype than it is, like, actually delicious food.
So tell me the genesis of this was, now you're an editor with Bon Appetit, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So now you sat around with the staff. Did the staff decide that Chicago, was there some criteria? There was some kind of measuring stick?
Yes,
how did this happen?
So my colleague Andrew Knowlton and I spend most of the spring traveling around the country. So we go to dozens of cities, and we're searching for the best new restaurants in America. And on Tuesday, we're actually going to unveil our list of the 10 best new restaurants in the country. But over the course of doing all this research and going to dozens of cities and eating at hundreds of restaurants over the course of just a few months, there's always a city that really stands out. And as you mentioned, 3 years ago, it was San Francisco. Last year, it was Washington, D.C. And this year, both of us traveled to Chicago multiple times, and we both felt like, wow, this is just an incredible year for Chicago restaurants. As good as the food is there every year, something really special is happening there, and we wanted to spotlight that.
So, now, once again, being from Chicago, I mean, I have no problems, and no one here in Chicago has any problems with your potential cronyism or nepotism, because that's the way this city runs. So, you know, the fact that an ex-Chicagoan, I mean, you're always a Chicago, but I love the fact that you're in New York, and once again, the Chicago way is you're never an ex-Chicagoan. So here you are in New York, and you get to name Chicago Restaurant City of the Year. I love that. It's so
that's
Chicago.
Very funny, but to be fair, you know, I have been Bon Appetit for 4 years, given this award to many other cities. And last year, you know, it was kind of a bummer. We didn't have any Chicago restaurants in our top 10 restaurants. So I feel like I try to be impartial. You know, I'm not just giving it to Chicago just because I'm from there.
Right.
I really do think that it was deserved.
No, I would assume that you probably, either jokingly or not, probably are getting a little heat. But hey, that's worth it, because anybody who lives here in Chicago, I've been here my whole life. We do know. I mean, we've gone from it's really always been a meat and potatoes town. But I mean, some of the chefs that we have here are second to none. I mean, Grant Atchis with Alenia and Next and, Spagia and now, you know, the Purple Pig and all those places on Randolph. It's really just become a huge, huge place. Then it's not just hype. When you sit down to eat, it delivers the goods.
Yeah, totally. And I think that if you look at the article that I wrote, I give 10 reasons why Chicago is City of the Year this year. And a lot of the chefs who are mentioned in that article who've opened restaurants this year are people who worked under Grant Atchis for years, or worked the line at one of Paul Kahn's restaurants, or worked for Jason Hamel at Lula Cafe. And they've sort of come up through the ranks, and now they're maturing and opening places of their own and sort of continuing that legacy and breathing new life into it. So it's really cool to see this sort of like next generation of young talent coming up.
Well, after the break, Julia is going to join us, continue, and we will talk about some of the specifics that you mentioned in the article as to why Chicago was named the Restaurant City of the Year. But it certainly gives us some official bragging points, and Chicago always loves to brag about itself. As you know, it's not about the wind that blows over Lake Michigan that we're called the Windy City. It's about our politicians who blew a lot of wind when they talk. So Chicago loves to brag about itself, and we're looking forward to bragging about Chicago as being the Restaurant City of the Year as named by Bon Appetit magazine after the news. So stick with us, Julia. Appreciate you taking time on your Sunday. Jim Tirano, filling in for Dean Richards here at WGN 720. Dean will be on in just about 20 minutes with his Alzheimer's special from 12 to 3, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Right now, we're continuing our conversation with Julia Kramer of Bon Appetit magazine, who was instrumental in naming Chicago in this very respected culinary magazine as Chicago Restaurant City of the Year. Thank you, Julia.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you for doing that.
Eating all the good food.
Chicago, yeah. Chicago thanks you. I know you said, you know, Chicago doesn't need validation, but Chicago loves validation. We thrive on validation, and when any time we win something that New York doesn't, we love it even more.
As you should.
Yes. So we should say that Julia is a Chicago born and raised. Where are you born? Were you born in the city or suburbs?
I was born in the city. I grew up in Highland Park.
Oh, very good. So yeah. she's now making her way in the big city of New York, but still obviously has a little soft spot for Chicago. So name some of the reasons why Bon Appetit, why you, after coming, visiting here and traveling back home and visiting so many of the restaurants here, why did you think that Chicago deserved the esteemed title of Restaurant City of the Year?
So every time that I came to Chicago to visit, I couldn't believe how many new restaurants had opened that I wanted to check out. And there must have been a half dozen that I would hit on every visit. And it was hard to narrow down which ones were my favorite. But there were definitely a few that just really blew me away. And one of them is a new restaurant called Elski, which is in the West Loop. And that's run by a husband and wife, David and Anna Posey. And David was a chef at Blackbird, which is Paul Kahn's restaurant that's been around for more than a decade. And they're this young, adorable couple. He does the savory food. She does the desserts. They opened this gorgeous Scandinavian-ish designed restaurant in the West Loop. And I was just blown away by how personal it felt. Like every detail was just so thoughtful. And I think there's something really special about a husband-wife team opening a restaurant. It just makes the place feel like you're in someone's home, like they just care so much about every detail. So that was one of my favorites. But it was a real mix of like high and low. And as much as I loved that like fine dining type experience at Elski, I also had some of the best Mexican food I've ever eaten.
Really?
At a place called Mi Tocaya. And as you know, I'm sure Chicago has incredible Mexican food. That's another thing that New York sorely lacks and cannot even try to compete with when it comes to Chicago. And everyone, I think a lot of people, when they think of Mexican food in Chicago, they think of places in Pilsen and Little Village, and then they think of Rick Bayless and his incredible restaurants. And the place that blew me away was none of those things. It was a little neighborhood place in Logan Square called Mi Tocaya, where the chef is a woman I'd never heard of named Diana DeVia. And she just kind of popped onto the scene with this incredibly delicious Mexican food, everything from tacos to mole to, you know, cocktails. And I highly recommend that everyone head over there before it gets too crowded, because it's a really special place.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, Logan Square, obviously, in the last several years has become an emerging neighborhood. Obviously, over the last decade, you know, Wicker Park and Bucktown. And now one of my old neighborhood, kind of the Portage Park area, as more of the kind of, you know, yuppie world begins to continue to move west, because it can't go east. You're going to go into the river. You know, moving down Irving Park and that kind of thing. We're starting to see some more restaurants as younger people are starting to move into those areas. And so my point is, you know, like you said, oh, everybody would think before about to go to Pilsen for Mexican. But nowadays, it's just amazing. The city really is so diverse in that there really aren't those. I mean, yes, there's Greek Town and Chinatown, but that used to be the norm. You'd go to Greek Town for a Greek restaurant. You'd go to Chinatown for a Chinese restaurant. But now you can go to any neighborhood, and even though there might be a predominant ethnic group, it really doesn't matter, because restaurants of all types are popping up in every neighborhood. You can go to any neighborhood and still get a very diverse offering of restaurants.
Right, right. And I mean, Logan Square in particular has just been really impressive. It started blowing up back when I was living there, I don't know, 10 years ago, and just hasn't stopped. I mean, the concentration of new, amazing restaurants there is really incredible. And it's interesting to hear that it's sort of continuing to creep northwest. Along the blue line. That's cool.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, as you continue to see, it's like, you know, that whole Wrigleyville, it's got nowhere to go. So it's got to keep now start going west. And, you know, that Six Corners area, Irving Park, that's still, you jump on Irving Park or Addison, whether it's the Blue Line or even on the Kennedy, and you're still downtown in 15 minutes. So for young people who are working downtown, it's still within the reaches of the city. As I said, it seems to me that the reaches of the city, it's always, you know, been downtown or you know, Wrigleyville and stuff like that. But the city's fingers are getting longer these days, shall we say.
Yeah, and I think that points to another reason why we named Chicago City of the Year. I think that there's an opportunity in Chicago to open restaurants in sort of off-the-beaten-path neighborhoods in places where the rent maybe isn't so exorbitant as it might be in San Francisco or New York, and to do really experimental, creative things. I think there's a real opportunity to take risks in Chicago that doesn't necessarily exist in other cities.
So give me three places, and you could vary them in terms of upscale, mid-scale, or you know, just really neighborhood, but name three places after your extensive research in naming Chicago Restaurant City of the Year in Bon Appetit magazine. Three places where you think people definitely should check out.
Okay. Well, in addition to the two I already mentioned, I would say Cellar Door Provisions, which is a little cafe in sort of the far northwest part of Logan Square. And that is the best place to go for lunch and the best bread that I've ever had in Chicago.
Wow, that's saying something.
Yeah. And the second place, I'm going to say Giant, which is a dinner restaurant, not a lunch place like Cellar Door. That's a neighborhood restaurant from Chef Jason Vincent, who used to be at Le Cafe and Knightwood. And that is sort of the most chef-y version of comfort food, like pasta, onion rings, waffle fries. It doesn't make sense when I describe it, but it's just a really fun, enjoyable place to eat. That's called Giant. And then the third place that I would say, oh, this is tough to choose. I'm going to mention Han Bun, which is technically not in Chicago. It's actually in Westmont. It's in a very unassuming food court, and it's run by this young chef named Dave Park, and he cooks his sort of American Korean food that's super ambitious, and you would never know it from this totally, you know, mundane food court setting.
Right. Oh, that's cool. That'd be worth checking out. Well, Julia Kramer, once again, an editor with, what's your official title? Let's get official here. What's your official title?
Senior editor.
Oh, impressive. So Julia Kramer, senior editor at Bon Appetit magazine. And is it the current issue now on the newsstands?
Yes. This is in our September issue, which comes out on Tuesday.
Great. So this Tuesday. Run to your newsstands unless you get a subscription to Bon Appetit magazine, where you will see the cover story written by Julia Kramer, Chicago, the Restaurant City of the Year. She is a former Chicagoan. We thank you for your time, and we thank you for our new title.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy all the great food.
Oh, we will. We will burp one for you. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. Julia Kramer, thanks for joining us.